It's your girl Ash. Y'all, welcome back to another episode of Black Girl Interrupted. Oh, y'all, so it feels good to be back in front of the camera. So I tried to go live last week and do this episode, right? So I tried. But unfortunately, Xfinity would not allow me to be great. So in the midst of me doing my episode, my internet completely shut down. So I was like, you know what? Maybe that was God's way of saying that I did not need to do this episode. So that's why I pushed it back. But y'all, as y'all see, the color is green. Y'all know it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And I want to address that. I want to bring that to the table. Like, y'all already know, I don't just discuss it the month of May. I discuss mental health every day, every episode. I'm always doing a mental health check-in. I'm always reaching out to someone. I want to know how you're feeling mentally, you know, because as a person that, y'all know my story. Like, y'all already know what I've been through. Y'all seen my highs. Y'all seen my lows. Y'all seen me walk away. Y'all seen me come back. Like, y'all have seen it all. And that's what mental illness is. You know, your highs, your lows, your good, your bad, the ups, the downs. Like, you see all of that. But I want to continue to bring awareness to this because there are so many people out here that are suffering in silence that are afraid to talk about the problems that they're having. You know, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, whether it's bipolar, whether it's schizophrenic, all of that. I just want this space to be safe for everyone to share. So if you're going through something, I definitely don't want you to suffer in silence. I do want you to know that there is help out there for you, and you don't have to do it alone. I know that's one of the biggest things is people are afraid. Fear, you know, of being open and vulnerable and sharing their struggles for fear of being judged. And I can only speak from experience. I understand what that's like. You know, that was like when I started my podcast. I was afraid. I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want people to say, oh my gosh, she's got problems. No, I'm far from crazy. I'm just a person that not really able to balance my emotions, I guess you could say. And I needed some help. I needed to get to the root of the problem. I needed to address my trauma. So hence, that's why I created Black Girl Interrupted Podcast. This became my safe space. This was something for me. Whenever I'm having a moment, whether it's a dark moment, whether it's a midway moment, this was a safe space for me to basically vent. This became my therapy session. So again, I don't always talk about mental health just the month of May. I address it every day, every episode, because there is a stigma in the Black community when it comes to mental health. People do not want to talk about it. You know, we've been taught, you know, you pray it away, you read this Bible script. And I just want people to know that is no, that's not me saying I don't believe in God, because baby, I really do. God has brought me through a many storms, but sometimes you need that unbiased person. You need that person to give you the tools to help you maneuver through those dark spaces in life. So y'all already know what I do before I even get started. Y'all already know I play some type of inspirational video, something motivational. So here we go. And then we're going to jump into tonight's conversation.
If you can take it, you can make it.
If you can just keep believing when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, you have a chance. You just can't become hopeless. If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just gotta transpose it into, I hope this happened, to I believe this can happen.
Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain
That's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, putting yourself down, being negative about you and the possibilities for you, you've got to literally catch yourself. And you've got to affirm to yourself, hey, no, I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me. You've got to remind yourself that you've got powers within you, talents within you, that you haven't even reached for yet. That once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to experiment with your life, to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you could ever begin to imagine.
I'm challenging you to change the way you talk to you. Cover your head, cover your thoughts, cover your imaginations, cover the words that are coming into your mind, cover what you're saying to yourself. What you are saying to yourself determines whether you win or lose. What you say to yourself has all the world to do with how far you can go. Not what you're going through, not what's happening in your life, not what's going on in your home, not what's happening in your finances. The blessing is on you. Don't give up on who you are because of how things are turning out, because the blessing is on who you are.
You've got to say yes, yes to my dreams, yes to me, yes I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made, doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured, doesn't matter about what I've done, I can make it.
There's going to be blessings, there's going to be miracles, there's going to be opportunities. Oh yes, there's going to be some struggles, there's going to be some challenges, there's going to be some tests, but even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. You can get your mind out, you can get your money out, you can get your family out, you can get your job out, you can get your career out, you can get your health out, you can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you can stop you from being free. Grab yourself by the hand and say, we're coming out of here.
I know what it is to walk the floor and you don't know how you're going to make it when people no longer believe in you. And you got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, they tell you no. Sometimes with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life knocks you down, sometimes you have to take two steps backwards to go forward. When life staggers you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees, get you standing in the center of the ring and keep on fighting is, it's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. I can do it. I'm putting it out here. I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one's going to make it happen for me. I'll get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be harder, but it doesn't matter what it costs, because whatever you have to do, it's worth it, because it's your life's purpose. And once you know that, it is done.
I just, like, y'all just don't understand. Like, I love that video so much. Like, when I, because what I'm going to start doing, like, every episode, I'm gonna start changing out the videos that I play. Because, again, I want to encourage someone that may be going through something that just may feel like giving up. You know, they may be one drink away, one pill away, one bullet away. You just never know what a person is going through. So I always want to try to keep someone encouraged. I always want to try to empower and uplift anyone that's ever in the midst of a storm. Like, I want to encourage you, because I know what it's like. I know exactly what it feels like when you're down. So everyone that's tuned in, y'all, like I say, y'all already know every episode I always do my mental health check-in. So I want to know, how are y'all feeling? I know today is Tuesday. It is what, May the 15th? How are you feeling? Like, what, how have you been these last few days? Or is it May the 16th? Either way it goes, y'all know what day it is. But I want to know how y'all are feeling today. How have you been feeling the last 24 hours? Have you been feeling the last few days, the last week, the last month? Hell, maybe even the last year, you know? Drop in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know what I can do, what resources I could provide to you to channel you in the right direction to get that much needed therapy that's necessary for you to heal mentally, you know, because once you are in a healthy space mentally, everything else will fall into place. You'll be in a better space emotionally. You'll be in a better space physically. I want to know how you're feeling. Let me know, like, what's been going on. Like, I can genuinely say, for me, the last 3 weeks have been very difficult for me. As again, y'all know that I do suffer from lupus. So I've had 2 flare-ups literally in the last 3 weeks. And it's really starting to take a toll on me emotionally, mentally. It's starting to take a toll on me because it's like, every time I go to the doctors, you're always giving me some bad news. You're always telling me something is wrong, like something is bad. But I try not to allow that to disturb my peace, because at the end of the day, God has the final say. It's been rough for me, you know. I get up every day and I push through it. I try to make it through the day. I try to forget that I even have lupus, you know, because I've seen the downside to having lupus, you know. It affects your organs. I did see a few weeks ago, Tony Braxton, who actually suffers from lupus, had to have emergency open heart surgery. So I worry about a lot of those things. I worry about staying and living long enough to see my children grow and have children of their own. You know, I want my children to be able to stand on their own 2 feet once I leave this earth. So it's really taken a toll on me mentally and physically, but I fight every day. Every day I get up and I say, you know what? I'm going to push through this pain today. I'm going to push through this pain today. So for the last few days, I say like the last 3-4 days, my legs haven't hurt as much. Like, my body doesn't hurt as much. My neck, somewhat a little bit, still hurts. But for the most part, I don't hurt as much as I did the last few weeks. Because, oh my God, the last few weeks were so horrible for me. But that's where I'm at mentally. You know, I just stay strong. I stay encouraged. I stay motivated. I've started reading my affirmations when I'm at work just to make it through the day. You know, like I said, dealing with lupus is rough. You know, I was diagnosed with lupus, a year after losing my dad. So it was just like, it was just a barrage of things like, God, how much more are you going to keep taking me through? Like, why? Why do you keep doing this to me? Like, what have I done? You know, are you punishing me for something? But I've learned that I'm just going to work with the cards that life has dealt me. You know, I'm not going to continue to beat myself down about it, but you know, what can I do? No, I don't take the medication that was prescribed to me for my lupus because I'm tired of taking pills, tired of taking medication. So I just refuse to take it. I am looking for holistic ways to cope with lupus because I do not want to take no medication. Like, I don't want to take no pills. I really don't. I'm tired. I'll take a medication. I mean, I take medication for my diabetes, and they just switched me to the Mounjaro to help control my blood sugar. Like, it's just been a barrage of things, but I'm here. I'm still standing, and I know I'm bigger than lupus. I'm bigger than everything, you know, so I'm not allowing this to wear down on my mental. So that's where I'm at right now. Mentally, I'm better than what I was. Like I said, I'm better than what I was a few weeks ago. Like I said, the last 3 or 4 days, I haven't been in as much pain as I've been in. They did prescribe me some narcotics for the pain. So if y'all haven't heard from me, baby, I be under them. Baby, let me tell you, I be so far up under them covers. It's a wrap. Once I take them medicine, them pills, it's a wrap. I'm done. I'm good. I don't wake up till damn near it's time for me to go to work. But like I say, mentally, I'm in a better space. I did go to the cemetery a few weeks ago. That wasn't good. So won't be going back to the cemetery for Father's Day. Let me just say that. Let me just say that, because I know mentally I'm not there just yet. But I know each time I go, it may get a little easier. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But enough about me. You know, like I say, I'm doing my mental health check-in. As y'all can see, the green hints. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I don't want anyone to suffer in silence, because I know what that feels like. I know it feels like you don't have anybody. You don't have anybody to talk to. And it's hard. Once you get into that dark, dark, dark space, it's hard to come out of. So again, I don't just discuss it because it's the month of May. Y'all know I address mental health every episode. I always do my mental health check-ins. I'm always playing something encouraging. I'm always something empowering, something uplifting, because again, I don't know what anyone is going through in life, but I do want to tell you, and I'm trying to say this without getting emotional, it does get easier. Give yourself the grace. Y'all know I get emotional when it comes to mental health. Y'all know this. Y'all know this is like a sensitive topic for me, a sensitive conversation, but I have to keep this conversation going, because the suicide rate is increasing, especially in Black men. And we have to talk about it. We have to have these uncomfortable conversations. We have to remove the stigma when it comes to therapy. So Brittany says, new glasses. No, they're the same. They just look different. She say, clear skin and this glow. Girl, no, baby. This skin is coming. She says, so glad to see you back in front of the camera and so good to hear your voice. I'm here for this episode. She says, you are bigger, stronger, and greater than all you have been through. You are a blessing and such a joy to have. And every time you go, I'm here to go with you. And I appreciate that. You know, like I say, when it comes to mental health, a lot of people feel like they're alone. A lot of people feel like, I don't have anybody. I can't talk to anybody for fear of judgment. And that's one of the reasons why people suffer alone, is because people are always judging. Let me say this. You have to stop judging people. You get what I'm saying? Because when you point one finger at a person, you have four more that are pointing back at you. So I'm going to definitely put that out there, because I had to learn that. It's to stop prejudging people, because again, you don't know a person's story. You don't know their history. You don't know what they're going through daily. And people don't talk about it because they don't want you going in, and you're utilizing that, and you use that against them, what they've told you so personal. And again, I'm speaking from experience, because I was that person. So I say all of that to say, be kind. Be kind to people, because you don't know what a person is going through. You do not know if this person is a drink away, a pill away, a bullet away, hell, maybe even a drive away from ending their life. So I say this, and I'm going to keep saying this, be kind to people, be gentle with people, be patient with people, okay? And I only say that from experience, because I've had people that have been rough with me that have not been gentle with me when it came to my mental health. So I had to learn to set up boundaries, and we're going to get into that later on into the show, but set boundaries, put you first. It's okay to walk away from people with no explanation. You don't owe anybody anything when you have to take care of you. So y'all already, like I said, y'all know this is sensitive for me. And I say all of that because, again, I've been in those shoes. I've been in those spaces where it's been dark, where I felt like I had nobody to turn to. And the people that I felt like would be there for me left. So I can only speak from experience. So be kind to people. Be gentle with people. Love on the people that love on you. Set those boundaries and always put you first, because you don't owe anyone an explanation why you decided to walk away and take care of you. If you decide to fall off the face of the earth for 6 months and you bounce back like nothing happened, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And I tell people that all the time. Everyone that I talk to, I stress and I tell you, take care of you, because there's only one you. You are only allotted one life, and you have to live it the best that you know how to live it. Oh. Y'all know mental health. Y'all already know. It is so sensitive for me. Y'all know that. Y'all know this is, it's triggering. It's sensitive, but it's a much needed conversation. You get what I'm saying? Because this is, my space is safe. This is a space for you to come in, for you to decompress. This is my space for you to come in and you feel safe. You get what I'm saying? This is what Black Girl Interrupted is for. If you are going through anything, please know that you do not have to suffer in silence. You are not by yourself. I promise you're not. If you need to laugh, if you need to cry, if you need to scream, that's what we're going to do. This is what we are going to do. And this is what we have to do as a community. This is what we have to do as a people. We have to remove the stigma when it comes to mental health. Because it's so stigmatized in the Black community, because Black people are afraid to go to therapy because they feel like, oh, nothing's wrong with me. Yeah, it is. You need to address it. You need to heal from that, because in order to be a better person, you have to first address the traumas and the things that are holding you down. So y'all, I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't mean to be screaming and all of that, but I want people to know that going to therapy is okay. It's not a problem. It's no issue. It doesn't make you crazy. It doesn't make you an outcast, whatever the words that they utilize. But there are resources available. If you feel like you need it, go get it. Go get it. I'm a witness. I can attest to it. Does it work? Absolutely. Does it help you to, it provides you the tools to be able to maneuver and how to channel those emotions, how to give yourself the grace, to give yourself the courage to keep going, to know that it does get easier. Yes, I know we have those moments where we're ready to throw in the towel, where we're ready to give up, where we're ready to say, you know what, I'm done. I'm ready to end it all. You can keep going. You can. It's one foot in front of the other. Give yourself to feel. Give yourself the grace to feel. Let me say that. Let me back up. Give yourself the grace. Brittany says, I will never leave. I am always here for you. And I'm greatly appreciative of that. That I love you wholeheartedly for that. Oh, there's my brother. My brother says, you know, we're always here for you, my sister. Absolutely. Y'all, shout out to my brother, Big Low Country Sports. Y'all know support is free. Shout outs are free. But anyone that's into sports, football, basketball, baseball, y'all go subscribe to Big Low Country Sports. When I tell y'all, he's like so freaking amazing. He does beautiful shows. I've caught a couple of them. I don't know what's going on with YouTube. All my notifications are on, but for some reason they don't come through. I don't know. But I can't wait to see y'all football season. Who that brother? There's my love. Hey, babe, I love you. I hope you're having a good night at work. And you know, I'll talk to you later when you get off. Brittany says, no, do it. You can do it. You are passionate. And I feel all of this. Absolutely. I push for this. I advocate for mental health because I see all these people in our community, men, women, boys, girls, where suicide is at an all-time high, y'all, especially Black men. So I want to say this. I want to do this. I love you too, brother. And tell Coach Roni, I say, hey, sissy, and I miss her so much. Big Low, I will say this. I'm better than what I was 2 months ago. I will say that. Maybe 3 months ago. I'm better than what I was maybe 2-3 months ago. I'm not 100%, but I'm almost there. Let me say that. I'm almost there. I say maybe at 75%, but I know I'll be at 100 soon. I know that. So let me say this. again, the suicide rate, y'all, is increasing in the Black community, especially when it comes to Black men. And I want to take a moment because I want to acknowledge my brothers. I want to acknowledge the Black men in my circle, the Black men that are outside of my circle, my Facebook friends. I want to say this to you, Black men. And let me take a deep breath, because y'all know I get sensitive when it comes to my Black men, because I want to love on y'all for just a moment. When the world says y'all are not enough, I feel like y'all are everything to me. I know you Black men don't feel that we as Black women love on you the way we're supposed to, but I love you. I care about your mental. I care about your well-being. I care about your physical. I care about your emotional. And I stress and I push this because Black men don't hear it enough. We as Black women, we always say, oh, Black men, you don't protect Black women, but do we protect Black men? So I want to be the first to say to my brothers, my Black men, my Black boys, that I love you. I care about you. And I want you to heal. And I'm here for the journey. I'm here to walk with you down that complicated road, because I know as Black men, y'all are told to be strong. I know y'all are told to not cry, because if men cry, that makes you weak. No, it doesn't. So to you bitter moms and you bitter dads that have taught your sons not to show emotion, I'm going to pray for y'all. Because when you destroy that Black man and you tear his mental down, we're left to deal with that. We're left to pick up the pieces. We're left to heal what you broke. So get you some help. You toxic Black women, you toxic Black men, you toxic grandmothers, aunties, uncles, cousins, all of y'all, seek therapy. Because we have to deal with the remnants of this broken Black man. So we as mothers and fathers, relatives, sisters, friends, whatever, we got to do better. We have to do better as a people. So to my Black men, I love y'all. And you don't have to suffer in silence. You're not alone. You're not alone. I'm going to pull some resources at the end of the show for you if you seek and you want to get therapy. You want help. Oh my goodness, y'all. Let me pull it together for a moment. Let me get my mental in check, because y'all, like I say, y'all know this is sensitive for me. It's very sensitive because people stray away from these conversations. No one wants to have these conversations because we've been conditioned to think that way. We've been conditioned to think therapists cannot help us. They feel like, how can a person that doesn't know my life tell me what to do or help me through my struggles? You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised at the tools that these therapists provide to you to help maneuver through your emotions, to help you maneuver through those dark spaces, to pull you closer to the light, towards the light. You'll be surprised. Doesn't make you crazy because you want to go see a therapist. To hell with what everyone else says. You feel like you want to go see a therapist? Go see it. Go see them. Him, her, whatever works for you, whatever's going to help to get your mental in check, you do what's best for you. To the naysayers, let me go ahead and say that. And I stand on that. I stand 10 toes down and I say that with my chest. There's nothing wrong with going to therapy. You feel like you need the help, go get it. It's resources out there. Treat these therapists like a job interview. Find the one that fits you, that accommodates you. The one that you mesh with, the one you vibe with, the one you feel can help you along your journey. But also realize that you got to put in the work. They give you the tools. But you got to put in the work. And you have to learn and you have to understand that healing doesn't come overnight. It's a process. It's like a routine. You have to it's a learned behavior that you have to unlearn. And that's not something that happens overnight. And I want to put that out there, that healing doesn't come overnight. You're going to have those up days. You're going to have those down days. You're going to have those in-between days. You're going to have those days where you just ready to say, fuck it. I'm tired. I'm done. But at that time, when you feel that, when you are in those moments, you have to give yourself the grace. You have to know that it's okay to feel those emotions. If you're sad, cry. If you're angry, be angry. If you feel like you need to scream, scream. You're human. Those are your emotions, and you're entitled to feel that way. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't feel that way. And I'm saying that to my men, because I've heard it. I've heard mothers tell their sons, you better not cry. Why not? And then you wonder why we're left to deal with these emotionally detached men. Then you wonder why you see men with 7, 8, 9, 10 kids with 8 baby moms. The trauma, generational. So get that healing, baby. Get that healing. I can't stress it enough. I cannot. So I want to shoot this video to y'all. It's only like 2 minutes with breaking the stigma. Breaking the mental health stigma. So here we go, and we're going to jump back into the conversation.
Well, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's a topic that remains taboo for many, particularly in the Black community. I sat down with 3 women trailblazing the field of mental health to discuss how racial and social issues intersect with mental health. And we discussed the myth of the strong Black woman trope and shared how we can develop healthy practices to maintain a stable mental well-being in our ever-changing society.
What has it been like for you and your practice in the last 2 years?
One of the things that I found in the last 2 years is that everyone, for a few minutes, bit of time, was in denial. The pandemic hasn't affected me. It hasn't changed my life. But as we got deeper and deeper into the pandemic, everything that was bothersome, everything that was a problem for them, whether it be work, or family, relationships, all began to feel the effects of the pandemic, your health, and chip away at what they thought was strong foundations. Behind this pandemic, we have found that there are things that we thought were really strong foundations, things that I absolutely know for sure. I'm married, my spouse loves me, my children are doing well, I'm healthy, I have a home, I have a job. All of those things were up for being impacted by the pandemic. And so people who are coming to me now are trying to get back to who they were. And the one question that was common amongst most of all of my new clients were, tell me when I'm going to feel like myself again.
Probably many of you have asked that question. During this conversation, these women brought up things like the power of our imagination and shifting the narrative of the grind culture, overworking to find a place of self-care and rest and embracing and being satisfied with who we are right now. You can catch more of a GMA Digital conversation, Breaking the Mental Health Stigma for Black Women, on GMA Digital, Nightline, ABC News Live, and Hulu starting this week. And guys, we have all talked a lot about mental health. This was a really powerful and humbling way to bring it to the forefront.
Again. And what you said about denial, you know, resonates across the board and our instinct to just try to tough it out and grind through. But there are resources available. It's a great conversation.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, hey there, GMA fans. Robin Roberts here. Thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Lots of great stuff here. So go on, click the subscribe button right over here. To get more of awesome videos and content from GMA every day, anytime. We thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the morning on GMA.
Whew. That right there. So I was able to actually go in and watch the whole sit down with these Black women as they discussed mental health. And the pandemic did take a toll on a lot of people. And I will say, because people lost jobs, people lost family members. I myself, of course, y'all know I lost my father. And that started to take a toll on people mentally. Because, and I, let me say this, because parents were forced to raise their children. And that's going to be a whole nother conversation. So I don't want to run too far down that rabbit hole. But we're always trying to make it through. Always trying. We're always trying to, we're just going to push through. Let's not just deal with this. Let's just deal with this as it is. I'm not going to worry about it. This. But really, like he stated, a lot of us were in denial. A lot of us were in denial when it came to discussing how this pandemic affected us mentally. Because it took a toll on our finances. You know, a lot of people lost jobs. A lot of people lost their homes. People were trying to figure out how are we going to put food on the table. A lot of the amenities that we utilize for entertainment, we had to cut back on. You know, a lot of people had to condense cable and, you know, you're trying to figure out where's this money going to come from? How am I going to pay this? How am I going to pay that? And it, again, it started to take a toll on your mental. So which leads me to why it is important. Why is it important to take care of your mental health? For me, I can say it's imperative because I have 3 children that I have to be here for. And if I'm not in a good mental space, how am I going to be productive? Not only to me, but to my children. How am I going to be productive to the people around me, to the people that love me? You know, how am I going to be productive at work if I don't take care of my mental health? If I don't address the issues with regards to my depression and to my anxiety, how am I going to be able to press on? I say that because we have to stop living. We have to stop being in denial. It's okay. Let me tell you something. Depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenic, PTSD doesn't make you crazy. And I hear a lot of that. When people say, oh, yeah, she's crazy. Oh, yeah, she's bipolar. You know, like they're making jokes out of it. No, it's not a joke. You have people that deal that. Let me tell you something. You have people that are battling depression and anxiety that are hanging by a thread. So to be told, oh, yeah, girl, you need a check. Girl, you crazy. Why would you tell somebody that? Again, we have to learn to be kind to people. We have to learn to give people grace. Because again, you don't know what a person is going through. A person is smiling on the outside, but on the inside are moments away from wanting to end their life. So I say all of that to say it's imperative to take care of your mental health. There are people out here that depend on you. You depend on yourself. And that's what we have to do. We have to take care of us. We have to put our mental health first. Work. Let me say this. And I tell everybody this. I even tell my manager this. You got to take the mental health days. Because if something happened to you, you're replaceable. You may die today. And I can guarantee they'll have someone sitting in your seat tomorrow. If you don't take care of you, then who will? It's important to take care of your mental health. You have to. It's your mental health affects you physically. It affects you emotionally. It affects you spiritually. Because when you're stressed, it takes a toll on your body. Stress raises your blood pressure. Could cause you to have a heart attack, could cause you to have a stroke, could cause you to have multiple health issues. Your mental and your physical go together. You don't always have to look like what you're going through. That's why I stress the importance of taking care of your mental health. It's okay to take a step back. It's okay to take a social media break. It's okay to take a break from life, period. It's cool to say, you know what? Let me take time for me because I've got to get my mental together. I've got to save myself from falling off the ledge. That's why I say it's imperative. Speaking for me, I can tell you how my mental has taken a toll on me. I'm on blood pressure medication now because I allowed my depression to control my life. My depression took me away from the things that I loved, particularly my podcast. This was something that I created because I needed a way to vent. I needed a way to decompress. I needed a way to get away from everyday life and have a space just for me, dedicated to me, that I created, that I own, that I can say, this is mine. I could do what I want to do in my space. You can't tell me what to do in my space. And there came the boundaries. I had to stop pouring into people that weren't pouring into me. The reciprocity is imperative, baby. You've got to stop giving to people that aren't giving to you. You have to learn to be about you, all about you. You have to learn to be selfish with yourself. You have to protect your mental at all times, baby. You got to protect your energy. It's cool to separate yourself from things that are not conducive to your energy to protect your mental. I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it again. You don't owe anyone an explanation when you decide to take a mental break. You don't owe anybody shit. The only person you owe is yourself. Because see, while you're down and you're depressed, everyone's out living their best life, not worried about you. So be selfish with yourself, baby, because let me tell you something. I'ma always be selfish. I'ma always choose me over everybody, except for my children. I'ma always pick me. I'ma always put me first. Because in order to be healthy to my children, I have to be healthy for me. And that starts with my mental. If I'm not in a good mental space, I can't give positive energy to my children. I can't give that to them if I'm not in a good space. I can't give that to anybody. I can't be productive with my podcast. I can't be productive with my job. I can't be productive in life if my mental is not in check. So that's why it's imperative to take care of your mental health. A lot of companies now I'm starting to see have the EAP, the Employee Access Plan, I believe is what it's called, but it's the EAP that allows you, depending on your insurance, you know, may give you 5 or 10 free sessions with a therapist. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of some of the free things that these companies are now offering with regards to mental health. Go volunteer. Pull somebody close to you and say, hey, I'm here if you need me. And really show up. Because I would need so many hands, feet, toes to count the number of times that I've heard people say, Ashley, I'm here if you need me. And then when I call you, you want to give me advice. That's not what I called you for. I just need to release. I just need you to listen to me. Because if I wanted advice, I could call my therapist for that. And that's let me say this. That's one of the things that I've had to learn too, is when a person is calling to vent, just listen. Because that's really all they just want, an ear. They just want a shoulder. They just want to feel heard for a moment. They don't want you to give them all advice and, oh, well, girl, if it was me, I would do, but you're not them. So what works for you may not work for that person. So I say all of that to say, stop giving unsolicited advice. Okay? Because not everything works for everybody. I could sit and tell you all day, write. Write how you feel. If you're going through something, write it down. Writing may not work for you. You may be like me to a point where your anxiety doesn't allow you to write. Where your mind is going 1,000 miles a minute. Because it's so many things going on that you can't put down in paper. You can't put down on paper. That's why I opted to do my podcast, because it's easier for me to talk to you than it is for me to write and tell you how I'm feeling today. So that's why it's important to take care of your mental health, because it'll take a toll on you, baby. It'll wear your body down. You'll make yourself sick. You'll run your blood pressure up. You'll cause all types of health issues. Because you're not addressing and you're not taking care of your mental. Stop pouring from an empty cup. Stop pouring into people if they're not pouring back into you. Stop being a people pleaser. I'm not here to please people anymore. I'm here to make sure that I take care of Ashley. I'm here to make sure that I please Ashley, that I'm in a good space, that I'm taking care of myself. That's what I'm here for. And to also encourage and empower anyone that's in the midst of their storm, that feels like they're ready to give up. That's what I'm here to do. But I'm going to always take care of me. I'm going to always put me first. I'm going to always make sure my mental is in check. Because if I'm not in a good mental space, I can't help you. I can't encourage you. Because my energy is low. So therefore, you're going to feel the energy. So therefore, how can I encourage you? Even though I found ways to do it, I was still draining myself. Because I'm encouraging someone, but I was not getting that in return. And that's a hurtful feeling. So that's why I say it's important. It's imperative to take care of your mental health. Utilize those days at work. Take you a day a month. Take you a weekend trip, just you alone, to get your mental together. You're allowed that. You earned that. You deserve that. But also seek therapy if you need it. It's nothing wrong with it. Doesn't make you crazy because you decide you want to go sit down and you want to talk to somebody. Doesn't make you crazy. And I wish society would stop projecting it and making it seem like therapy is a bad thing. Because I've heard people say, I ain't going to no therapist. How they going to tell me how to fix my life? They don't even know how my life was. But they could give you the proper tools to utilize to help you maneuver through those traumas or that heartbreak. To help get your mental back in check, to help you deal with your depression, to help you deal with that anxiety, to help you deal with being a bipolar person, to help you deal with being a schizophrenic, to help you with your PTSD. And I'm not against medication. I used to be. But some people need the medication. I'm not against it. Hell, I advocate for it. I was taking antidepressants to help push through the day, to help just make it through 30 minutes. And I feel like I've done great. I haven't been on them in a month. I haven't taken them in a month. And I feel like I'm better than I've ever been. I just needed the balance. I just needed to clear my mind. I needed to be able to sort through my emotions and figure out my triggers. What is triggering my depression? What's triggering the anxiety? I needed that. So now I know. Now I've sat down and I figured out, okay, This is what the problem is. I haven't fully healed from losing my dad. I haven't. I haven't completely healed from the trauma that I inflicted on my children. But I've accepted who I was then and loving who I am now, who I'm becoming. Do I still have some tweaks? Absolutely. I'm a work in progress. Every day I strive to be better than what I was the day before. But I know I have to take care of my mental first. And in order to do that, I have to first get out of denial and stop saying there's nothing wrong with me when I know it really is. I haven't completely recovered from the loss of my dad. When my godmother passed away, I haven't recovered from the death of her. When my niece was murdered, I haven't recovered from that, you know, only to be, you know, when I thought I was healed, only to be triggered again. And it sent me back into that dark space. Here I am in my mind reliving these traumatic events. That's how I know I'm not totally healed. That much I do know. So that's why I stress and I push and I say it's important to take care of your mental health. I ask each and every person, take care of you. Put you first. Address those issues. Because there are a lot of people in this world that depend on you. There are a lot of things that mental health will hold you back from. So it's okay. You're not crazy. You just needed an unbiased person to provide you with the tools on how to maneuver through your emotions from day to day. That's all. And then the fact that you have to address them. You have to acknowledge, yeah, I really may need to go talk to somebody. So I got another video, y'all. This one here, y'all. Let's see. This one here. I want to play this one as this one here again is another one breaking the stigma with regards to mental health. And then I want to jump back into the conversation.
You were hurt by someone you trusted.
Yeah.
Like the family member who abused you.
Yeah.
Which made you feel powerless again. Is this cool? Release this.
Wow. When I saw that scene from Atlanta, I knew I had to talk about it on this week's Cross Connection because it's really not something we see on TV every day, and that's Black men in therapy. And of course, you may remember Kendrick Lamar's album, which dropped this summer, that also explores this very timely topic. Now, according to researchers, Black men are about half as likely to pursue counseling as their white counterparts when experiencing anxiety or depression. Well, the first step in breaking that stigma is to talk about it. And so here with me is Dr. Michael A. Lindsay. He's dean of the NYU Silver School of Social Work, and back with us is Dr. Jason Johnson. Mike, I want to start with you. Dr. Mike, my Morehouse man on set with me. Great to have you here with me on set, seriously. And I just, you know, I've noticed that this conversation around therapy and Black men is becoming normalized, but maybe not normalized to the extent which it needs to be. Why do you think that's happening now?
Well, I think the pandemic has certainly had an impact on how people are being in touch with their emotions and their psychology, if you will. People are being encouraged to talk about how the pandemic has impacted them. And I think it's a great thing because for so long, there's been so much stigma related to talking about these issues. And so, you know, the time is really perfect for us to be having these conversations because so many people are hurting as a result of what has transpired in the pandemic.
Yeah, it's nice to see. Jason, I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, all up in your biz. But seriously, have you gone to therapy before?
I have, and I actually really debated as to whether I was going to answer this question, because it's not so much a fear of threatened masculinity. I just never wanted to really talk about it. But yes, I actually had a therapist. I was uncomfortable, frankly, and I felt like the world doesn't need to know. But you realize that having conversations with the other brothers in my life about their therapy journeys have been helpful. I was in therapy when I was in school because I thought, oh, maybe I'm
undergrad,
just stressed.
High school?
Graduate school when I was getting my doctorate.
Okay.
Because I thought, oh, maybe I'm just stressed. But it's like, oh, no, this is anxiety. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating well. And it was a critical part of me moving forward. And I had the rare experience, and I'd love to hear what Dr. Lindsay thinks about this. I actually had a very good experience with a white therapist.
Mm.
Since then, I've never interacted with a white therapist, but I had a white male therapist who the first thing he said to me is, are you comfortable with talking to a white guy about this? Because I understand if you're not. So that's what built a really good relationship.
That makes a really good point, though, because there does seem to be a necessity for cultural competency when we talk about black men in therapy, there is also a delta when it comes to black men therapists.
That's right.
So how can that be addressed?
So what we know is that only about 4% of the mental health workforce are actually black.
Wow.
And so as a dean of a school of social work, the Silver School of Social Work, it's really important for me to bridge that divide by bringing more people of color, people from historically marginalized populations into the profession, showing them that, you know, you can do well if you come into the behavioral health workforce. And so, you know, to Jason's point, I think that so many people struggle with, I want to see a black therapist. I want to see someone that looks like me. And I often tell folks the most important thing is to see someone.
Yeah.
Right. And then work it out. Just like we have to go to various beauticians or barbers until we find the right fit. You know, sometimes we have to go through that process until we get the right one.
Yeah.
But to go to someone is really, really critical.
I had to play that for my black men because, and let me back up. I had to play that for my black men because, again, as I stated earlier, we don't love on you black men enough. We look at you as y'all are supposed to be strong. Oh, nothing's wrong with you. But as you can see, there are men out there that look just like you, brothers, that are suffering with depression, anxiety. Yes, it does. Like I told you, your mental is imperative. It's important that you take care of it because it will take a toll on your body. Like he said, you're not eating, you're not sleeping. And I can speak from experience. There were days that I would go and I would sleep 3-4 hours a day and I'm up 24-30 hours a day because that's just how much I had allowed my depression to control my life. I had allowed it to consume my whole life. I used to sit in the dark. There were days that I would just walk around my house, no TV on, maybe some music. There were days where I had to fight to get out of the bed. And that started to take a toll on my mental. I'm so sorry. That started to take a toll on my physical. I'm losing weight because I'm not eating, my hair falling out, because I'm stressed, because I'm anxious, because I'm depressed, I'm this, I'm that, everything. And going back to what they said in the video, yes, we do want to see people that look like us. We do, because we feel like they'll have a better understanding of the struggle. But I'm just going to piggyback off of what he said. It's just imperative that you see someone. Get the help. Utilize the resources that are available out there for you to take care of your mental. I push for this, y'all. I advocate for this because we're losing Black men not only to police brutality, but we're losing them to suicide. Again, a conversation no one wants to have because of the stigma. It's been so stigmatized in the Black community. Sickening to me. It's sad that I see so many people that look like me that suffer in silence because they're afraid to be open and vulnerable and transparent because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to be the topic of the next conversation because I've heard people. I'm not going to call you out by name, but I've heard you talk about people and their business. And this is why people don't talk. This is why people don't tell you what's going on in their life, because you're only going to turn around and use it against them when you get angry with them. You got to stop that. You have to learn, and you got to give people grace, baby, because you just don't know, baby, how them tables will turn. Their situation could absolutely become your situation. How about that? So you be kind to people. Again, you don't know a person's situation. You don't know what caused the person's depression. You don't know what caused the person's anxiety. You don't know that. Check on your strong friends. Check on the ones that are always there for everybody, because those are the ones that are hurting the most. Check on it. Just send a text. Hey, good morning. Just thinking about you today. Love you. Have a beautiful day. If a person reaches out to you and says, hey, I just need to talk, just listen. We're not asking you for your unsolicited advice. We're not asking for that. All we're asking is, I just need to talk to you for a minute. I just need an ear. I just need a shoulder to cry on. I just need to get this out. I've been holding this in, and I need to release it before I do something crazy. Be kind. Be careful with people's emotions. But also set those boundaries, baby. Take care of your mental. Remove yourself from anything that's not conducive to your energy, baby. Remove yourself from spaces that are positive for you. You know, I talk about this all the time, and I say, I'm not dealing with anything or anybody that's not conducive to my energy, that's not sending positive vibes my way. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not. So if you're negative, if you're bitter, if you haven't addressed your traumas, stay away from me. Because I'm working on a place of peace that I'm not going to allow negativity to disrupt. Because I'm going to protect my mental at all costs, because I know what it's like to be on the ledge. I know what it's like to plan your funeral out in your mind. I know what it's like. I've been there. I know what it's like to have those dreams of your children standing over your casket looking at you and they're crying. I'm the face of mental illness. I'm the face of depression. I'm the face of anxiety. I'm the face of postpartum PTSD, postpartum depression also. I'm the face of that. There's been many a days that I've smiled, but I'm dying on the inside. Excuse me. I'm the face. And then I hear people say, but Ashley, you don't look like, yeah. But I feel like. I feel like. But I want to be happy. Genuinely happy. I want the people around me to be happy. I want the people around me to heal. I want the people around me to take care of their mental health. I want that for you. I want to see you win. I want to see you heal. I want to see you be the best you. I want to see that. Genuinely. I know y'all hear people say, oh, yeah, I want to see you win, when really they could be praying on your downfall. No. I want to see everyone in healthy mental space. I wish mental illness didn't even exist. And I'm going to be honest with you. I really do. I wish it never existed. I wish that we could all be happy. I wish that everything we asked for, we could get. I genuinely wish that for people. But I also wish and pray for peace over the brokenhearted, over the depressed, over the weak, over the weary. I pray that you'll see that you're bigger than your depression, that you're bigger than anxiety, that you're bigger than post-traumatic stress syndrome, bipolar. We're bigger than that. I just wish you could see what I see, you know. And as to anybody that I've come in contact with, that's anyone that I interact with, that's anyone that's watching the show tonight, I see more in you than you may see. I pray that you find peace. I pray that you heal from whatever's been troubling you. I pray for that for you. So I know what it's like to sit in those dark spaces. I know what that feels like. And it's uncomfortable. It hurts. It's exhausting. You want to give up. You want to throw in the towel. You want to say, I can't do this anymore. But you can't. I want you to know you can keep going. I want you to know you're not going to always hurt. I want you to know that it doesn't rain all the time. I want you to know that you can. That the light at the end of the tunnel exists. I want you to see that. And this is coming from a person that is set in the dark. This is coming from a person that has attempted to take their life. So I'm only telling you my experience, and I can only tell you what I want for you. But it gets easy. It does. You have to know just one foot in front of the other. You have to give yourself the grace. And I can't stress that enough. Grace is everything. You have to know that you're going to make it. You're going to reach that light. Yeah, I know it may seem like it's a long way away, but you're going to get there. I want you to know that. I want everyone to know that. I want everyone to feel that. I want everyone to appreciate that. Maybe appreciate is not the word. Maybe. But I do. I want y'all to know it gets easy. The pain does subside. Those thoughts do eventually go away. And I can only speak from experience. I can only speak for me. I can only tell you what my road has been like. I can only tell you what my journey has looked like. And what I'm doing to take care of my mental. You know, I've removed myself from conversations or situations that aren't conducive to my energy. And I have no regrets. I've removed people from my life that meant me no good, and I sleep very well. God is still blessing. I just had to sit down and I just had to wait my turn. But just know it does get me. It don't last always. I promise it doesn't. I know it hurts right now. But the pain does subside. It does.
when you are able to stand in that mirror and genuinely smile, you know you're healing. Because I get up every day. And I stand in front of that mirror and I thank God every day for every storm, for every dark day, for every troubled road that I've gone on, for every unstable journey. I thank God for that, because I wouldn't be here and able to talk to you and tell you that it does get easier. So I thank God for that every day. Every day that my feet touch the ground, I say thank you. Every day that I make it and I don't break down, I'm healing. Now, don't get me wrong. I do still have my moments, you know. But healing is not easy. No one said it would be easy. No one said you wouldn't fall down. It's just now when I fall down, I get back up and I keep going. And I push and I push. But I don't beat myself up because I didn't do what I needed to do for the day. I just say, okay, you know what? I got another chance to do it tomorrow. Miss Shalanda says, hey, she says, love you, Ashley Pitts. Thank you for being brave and talking about the things that others want us to bury. I'm always here for you. Always be you. I miss you so, so, so much. Like Miss Shalanda, you just don't know. Like, I miss you so much. Like, we definitely have to get on the phone and talk, because I want to catch up. I want to know how's the job coming along for you. Oh, I miss you tremendously. But that's why I say I do. I absolutely miss you. You just don't know. Like, you are like so freaking awesome. Oh God, I do. I miss you. But that's, you know, this is why I stress and I tell people, you know, you gotta take care of your mental. It's important. It's imperative that you take care of your mental. We have to remove the stigma in the Black community when they say therapy can't help you. It can. But again, like I say, you have to be willing to put in the work. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm ready. I no longer want to be depressed. I no longer want to be this. I no longer want to be that. Because the therapist can't do it all for you. Again, they can help you build your foundation and give you the tools. But you have to do the rest of the work. You have to say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I want to heal. I want to be better. Because I want it to be better. Because you don't understand how mental illness takes a toll on you physically. Again, I'm on blood pressure meds. They just increased my dose. Couple weeks ago, I had a lupus flare-up, two of them, in 3 weeks. Stressing. I'm feeling myself finagling between the light and the dark. Yeah. I'm stressing at work, like, oh my God, am I doing this right? Am I messing something up? But now I'm just like, you know what? It is what it is at the end of the day. If I mess up, I mess up. It's cool. I have to relax. I have to take care of my mental. And again, I'm going to stress this to you. Take care of your mental. Take those mental health days at work. Don't apologize for that. Because there's only one you. If you need to separate yourself from people, again, and I'm going to say this and say this and say this and say this. If you feel like you need to separate yourself from people that mean you no good, you do what you have to do to protect your mental. Because people will drain and suck the energy from you and go on while you're left depleted, while you're left sad and broken. Set those boundaries So I'm telling people no. I don't have a problem with telling people no. If you don't want to answer your phone when somebody calls, don't answer it. You deserve that. If you need to take a weekend where you just cut, where you're disconnecting from the world because you're trying to get your mental in check, you don't owe anybody an explanation. You don't. You don't owe anybody an explanation. If you decide you want to fall off again, like, and I'm going to say this again, I know this sounds repetitive, but if you feel like you want to fall off the face of the earth for 30 days, fall off the face of the earth for 30 days. If that's what it's going to take for you to take care of your mental, you do what you have to do for you. To hell with everybody else. And I'm going to keep saying that. You take care of you. But also find productive ways to take care of your mental. Let me say that. Drinking, smoking, drugs to numb. No. That's not good for your mental, because you know what? Because when you sober up, the problem is still there. Find healthy ways to take care of your mental. Find what you like to do. If you like to sing, put your music up and sing to the top of your lungs. If you like to swim, well, right now it's a little too cool to swim. If you like to swim, go swimming. If taking a walk, go take a walk. Exercising. Do something positive for your mental health. If you need to write, write. If you just want to, like I say, get away. But just make sure you're doing something positive for your mental health. Just make sure of that. Because you don't want to escalate the problem. You don't want to create a bigger issue. And then you're right back at square one. Everyone can progress. I'm telling you, everybody is going to make it. Everyone's going to be able to reach that light that they can see. Everyone's going to be able to reach it. I believe that. I know it hurts. I know you wake up some days and you feel like, I can't go on. I can't do this. You can. One day at a time. Miss Yolanda says, amen. If you don't take care of yourself, then who will? Forgiving yourself and being content with who you are. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we do, is we're so hard on we are our worst enemy. We are our own worst enemy. It's because we put too many expectations on ourselves. And when we don't hit those expectations or hit those limits that we've set, we feel like we fail. And you're not a failure. Okay, you didn't do it right this time. That's okay. You learn from your mistakes. You take whatever you didn't learn from this and you implement it when you try it again. You say, okay, you know, let me try something different. You'll be surprised. Because battling with my depression, I thought maybe if I just seclude myself, maybe I just shut myself away from the world. And didn't realize that my own environment was killing me, was making me even more depressed, because I would sit in the dark. I would lay in the bed all day, because that's what was easy for me to do. It was easy for me to climb back into that dark space, climb back into that hole, because it was familiar to me. But I had to get unfamiliar with that familiar space, if that makes sense. Because again, I had to do what was good for my mental health. And me sitting and not talking was not good for my mental. And my doctor could tell you that. My doctor could see it. Ashley, what's wrong? Oh, you don't look. Yeah. So I started to look like everything that I was going through. It started to look like that. So I say, take care of you. That's why it's important to take care of your mental health. You got people around you that love you, baby, that want to love on you, but because you're so in this space, you don't want to let anybody in. Someone that wants to come in and pull you to the light. That's what depression does to you. That's what anxiety does to you. Anxiety keeps you up all night. Depression. You don't eat. Yeah. That's what it does. I can attest to that. But I do want to say, you got to put you first. You got to put yourself first. I'm going to say this again. You got them PTO days at work. Take them damn days. That job will still be there when you come back. People act like they don't want to take time off from work. Shit. Wait till my PTO time kick in. I'm going to take a day here. I'm going to take a day there. Oh, yeah, I'm going to take my mental health days. Because I've got to keep my mental health in check. Because I know I'm still fragile. So I'm going to take those days. And I'm going to take that day for me. And I don't owe anybody an explanation. I don't have to tell you why I'm taking that day off. I'm taking this day off. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Because you know what? I'm going to take care of me. Because again, these jobs, these companies, people in the world don't care about you. So you got to take care of you. You got to make sure you're A1. Because if you're not A1, you cannot be productive. Remember that. You can't be productive if you're not A1. So you have to put you first. Again, separate yourself from them people that are draining you. Cut them off. It's like a cancer, baby. You got to cut off the supply. Tell people no. Remove yourself from situations if you feel like they're not healthy for you. And that could be relationships. That could be friendships. Hell, that could even be your job. Because a lot of people, your job will take a toll on you mentally. Your relationship will take a toll on you mentally. Hell, your children may take a toll on you mentally. You may need to separate yourself from your children. But do that. You don't owe nobody an explanation. I'm telling you, you don't owe anybody an explanation when you decide and you say, you know what? I'm walking away from this. This is no longer conducive to my energy. I'm walking away. You do that. You put you first. You come before anybody. And I'm going to push that. I'm going to say that. Y'all repeat it. Memorize it. Take a picture. Say it in your sleep. Dream about it. Take care. Put you first. Let me say that. You have to put you first. I'm going to always put me first. I need you to put you first. I need you to be selfish with yourself at times. Stop explaining to people why you're not calling. Stop explaining to people why you didn't answer their phone call. I'm not explaining to you why I didn't answer my phone. Yeah, I saw you call. I didn't want to talk. Period. I got your text. I didn't want to respond. Period. People that really, truly, genuinely love and care about you will respect that. The ones that question you have no respect for you. But the ones that love you, they understand. And they're not going to question you. They're going to say, they'll send you a text and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I love you. Those are the people that really, genuinely love you. The ones that say, well, girl, why you didn't answer the phone? Girl, you know you saw me call. Mm-mm. Nope. Uh-uh. Get on. Let me put you out with the trash. Because I don't need that energy. Just respect. Put you first. Tell people no. Cut people off. If you on the phone, you having a conversation and you don't like where it's going, okay, girl, I'm going to talk to you later. Or I'm going to talk to you later, honey. Whoever it is, cut it off. Because you got to keep your mental in check. Stop apologizing to people. And I'm going to say this wholeheartedly. I don't owe not one person an apology if I stop talking. But the ones that know me, you know. I must be, something must not be right. She's going through something. Let me let her get through it. She'll reach out to me when she's ready. That's respect. And they still love me the same. But you got to put you first. You got to take care of you first. You got to say to hell with everybody else, but let me take care of me. Let me take care of my mental. Let me take care of my physical. Let me take care of my emotional. Let me take care of my spiritual. And again, if that means stepping away, you do what you have to do for you. Because only you know what's best for you. And if you feel like you don't know what's best for you, seek therapy. Ain't nothing wrong with going. Ain't nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. Nothing. I love my therapist. Matter of fact, she's the one that encouraged me to do this podcast. So yeah. Put you first. Remember that. And know that I love you always. And I want to see you win. I want to see you heal. I want to see you be the best you. I want to see you. I want you to stop dimming your own light. I want you to stop playing with your potential. I want you to go for the gusto, baby. I want you to do and be the best that you know you can be. It's achievable. It's attainable. And just know dark days don't last always. It's okay to get out there and dance in the rain. Because after the rain comes the sunshine and the rainbows. I believe that. I'm living it. I just had to wait my turn. I just had to be patient with myself. I did. But God didn't give me what I asked for until he felt like I was mentally ready to take it in, to take it all. And he sees that I'm healing, that I'm moving into the light, that I'm coming away from the dark and I'm coming into the light. I'm coming into my own. I'm starting to love Ashley a little more every day. I'm starting to take care of my mental a little more every day. And that's a beautiful thing. I love y'all. I promise I do. Y'all know I do. Y'all know I just love, 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 love y'all. So I'm moving into my final thoughts. Mental illness does not mean you're crazy. Mental health is imperative. It's a conversation that no longer needs to be swept under the rug. The stigma needs to be removed. Especially in the Black community, needs to be removed. It's nothing wrong with getting an unbiased, with getting an opinion from an unbiased person that could help you along the way. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying prayer doesn't work because it does. But sometimes you need a little push. Sometimes you need a little more than prayer. Again, I wholeheartedly believe in God, baby, because God has pulled me through many storms. Let me say that. Without God, I wouldn't be here today. But I also advocate and will continue to advocate for mental health, especially in the Black community. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can push through. It does get easier. I know right now it may not seem that way. It may not feel that way. But it does get easier. Your vision does become a little clearer. But you have to know that one day at a time. One foot in front of the other. Healing doesn't come overnight. It doesn't. I just know I believe in you. And I know you'll do the right thing. I know you're going to get better. Keep fighting. Don't give up. I pray for peace. And I'm going to say this again. I pray for peace over the brokenhearted. I send love and prayers and light to the ones that are ready to give up, the ones that are ready to throw in the towel. Don't do it. Don't do it. I got you. I've been on that ledge where I've been ready to jump, where I was ready to end it all. I've been down that road. Within the last 6 months, I was there. But it gets easy. And just know that I love you. And I'll keep praying for you and your mental. Y'all just don't know. I'm going to keep advocating. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep loving and keep praying. Sending positive energy your way. Whoever's going through something, I love you. For the ones that feel like it's not going to get easier, it does. For the ones that say they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, it's there. It's there. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself breaks. You're going to make it. I believe in you. I haven't told you that. I'm proud of you. We did it. We made it. And we're going to keep going. And that's my final thought for tonight. Man, I always try to make it through a show where I don't get too emotional, but y'all already know when it comes to mental health, y'all know that it's a sore spot for me, but it's a much needed conversation. Oh, but I did want to go ahead. I did want to post, excuse me. I do have a couple of links that I wanted to post with regards to mental health. There's one link that's https://afsp.org. I can't even remember what it is, but that's a resource for anyone that is struggling, that is looking for some type of help when it comes to, mental health. Y'all forgive me, for that. I also have another link, which is the blackmentalhealth.com/suicide/ for anyone. If you or someone you know is contemplating suicide, here's some resources that are specifically garnered towards the African-American community. I also have, let me go back. I have another link. Here we go. Let me move this out of the way. All right, there we are. Those are 5 links for African Americans and Black specific mental health resources. So you have the Black Emotional and Mental Health Collective, which is BEAM. You have Black Girls Smile. You have the Steve Fund. You have Therapy for Black Girls. And then you have the African American Mental Health. Again, these are just a few of the resources that I was able to find with regards to mental health for the African-American community. I know I've heard a lot of people say, there's no resources. These are a few that I have come across. Again, if you run this episode back to the end, you could collect these links. I will, let me move this out of the way. Y'all forgive me. excuse me. Let me go ahead and post these links again for you. Again, you have the afsp.org. And then you also have the blackmentalhealth.com/suicide. again, those are just a few of the resources that I was able to come across with regards to providing for the African-American community. So take advantage of those resources that I provided to you guys. It was the therapy for Black girls, how I was able to find my therapist. So again, y'all, these are some of the resources that I was able to come across. Take advantage of, you know, utilize them. If not for you, pass them on to someone else who may be battling with mental illness. You know, it doesn't take a moment but to share it. But I also want to let you know that Black mental health does matter. It does. It matters. It matters. It matters. And you're important. And I love you. And I'm proud of you. And I appreciate you. All right. So if anybody, let me post a couple of my links. Okay. So there's the link to my website, www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com. I need to work on that tonight because I need to upload some of the newer episodes. If you want to visit the website will keep you updated with any events that Black Girl Interrupted may have coming up. I am going to post the new link to my interview with Voyage Houston. And then once I do have I actually have two more interviews coming up. One for a magazine, Women Who Podcast. And then I have another interview in August. I will actually, once I'm able to get the link, I will post the link for you guys to tune in and come in and support your girl and let me know what you think. www.blackgirlinterruptedpodcast.com is the website that will, again, keep you updated on any events that Black Girl Interrupted may have coming up in the near future. Also, if you are wanting to be a guest on Black Girl Interrupted, here we go. There is the email address. You can also submit through the website as well, and it will come directly to my email. Again, the email address is blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com @gmail.com. Again, please allow me 24 to 72 hours to respond to any inquiries. I'm going to set a designated date to where I'm doing it on Saturday. So I'm going to be able to respond to like any emails, any inquiries, any topics or conversations that you would love for me to bring to Black Girl Interrupted. Let me know. There's the email address down at the bottom. Again, blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. Y'all, let me know what you want me to talk about. Let me know if you want to be a guest on the show. I will say this. I am not looking for a co-host. I have tried the co-host route. That did not work. So I will have guests that come on the show for various topics, but I am not looking for a co-host. So let me just be very clear with that. I know I received a couple of emails with regards to that. Excuse me, but no, I am not looking for a co-host. But again, any topic, that you feel you would like for me to discuss that you feel like I may not have addressed, let me know. Send that email again to blackgirlinterrupted1@gmail.com. Or again, you can also submit it through the website. And again, allow me 24 to 72 hours to respond to any emails or any requests that you may have. Also, again, the upcoming episodes for Black Girl Interrupted Podcast. Of course, this is May, so this is Mental Health Awareness Month. So Thursday, I will be speaking on depression. And I really want to talk to the Black men. I'm not saying the Black women are not important, but I really want to pour into the Black men for a moment. So Thursday night's episode will be depression and the Black men. So I will be discussing Black men and depression and what we can do as a people, as well as a community, to encourage you to seek that help from a psychiatrist, psychologist, or therapist as needed as such. So again, this coming Thursday, and I do have to update because I will be going live at 8:30 Again, I don't get off until 8 o'clock. So 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. Still every Tuesday, every Thursday. Again, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter. You can find me on TikTok. I'm really not on TikTok a whole lot. I'm just really kind of floating around everywhere. Hey, Nutty Nut. You know what, Malcolm Jamal X Farrakhan Jackson King Jr. Hey, Nutty, good to see you. Again, I'm going to finish the month out where we are addressing all things with regards to mental health. And then next month, y'all will just have to wait. Had a couple of things coming up. Hoping, get my fingers crossed that I can get some of these guests on. So that's what we're going to be doing. So I just want to say thank y'all again tonight for tuning in. It's been a phenomenal show. Great show as always. I know y'all, I'm going to stop trying to get emotional, but hey, I can't help it. You know, again, when it comes to mental health, y'all already know where I stand with that. And I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep advocating with regards to mental health. So I just want to say, let me change this right now, y'all. But again, on that note, I want to say thank y'all for tuning in. I love y'all so much. Happy Tuesday. I hope you have a great evening. I hope Wednesday is better for you. And I'll see y'all Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. And don't forget, like, share, subscribe, comment. Go tell a friend, bring a friend. Let's get the party started. So I love y'all. Have a good night. See you Thursday.